Good morning. This is WIMC Regional News. With us on the line is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
What a story in the paper today by your Rick Carlin. State looks to pull workers from union. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Rick describes it as a move that has sent shockwaves through the state's unionized workforce, and that is that the Cuomo administration is sending out notices to about 1,000 members of the state's Public Employee Federation, telling them that the state is trying to reclassify them as non-union workers. The notices that went out Monday cover more than 36 state agencies, including the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Labor Department, the Health Department, and the Office of General Services, among others. Affected are job titles that range from attorneys to auditors, program specialists, parole hearing officers, and tax law judges. The notice has said that the state has filed a formal request with the state's Public Employee Relations Board to reclassify these jobs as managerial and confidential workers rather than unionized positions. The workers that were handed these notices were asked to sign acknowledgments that they received the notice, but many of them did not. Officials from the Public Employees Federation, which is the second largest state workers union in the state, emailed members Monday saying they will resist the attempt to pull the workers out of the union. This is common around the times of contract talks, and PEF's contract with the state expires at the end of March.
From there we go to the Justice Department and an investigation that was settled with the Research Foundation for the State University of New York.
Yeah, the Research Foundation has agreed to pay $3.75 million to end this U.S. Department of Justice investigation. Our story today by Brendan Lyons explains that the federal government had claimed that the Research Foundation employees had been directed to manipulate audits, effectively lowering the eligibility error rates for Medicaid recipients in this federally monitored program. This, according to the federal allegations, would enable the state to hold on to roughly $22 billion in Medicaid reimbursement payments, payments that the state might not be eligible for. Some workers for the Research Foundation claim they were fired because they had been talking to federal officials. At least three former employees claimed that, and part of the settlement gives money to five former workers, $825,000 settlement. So this should end the probe, and the state no longer contracts with the Research Foundation for such Medicaid audits.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, speaking with us. Mike, as always, thank you.
Thank you, David.